I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The Winter Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia are less than a month away now. Opening ceremonies are on February 7th, although the first events are scheduled to start on the 6th. One of those first events is actually new to the Winter Olympics. It's team figure skating. Yep. In addition to their individual events, some figure skaters will compete as part of teams representing their nations. 10 countries, including Russia and the U.S., are in the running for a team medal. Josh Ellis of American Figure Skating says this new event is already generating a lot of buzz.
Not only am I excited, but all of the athletes are excited for 10 nations to come together and each have a man, a lady, a pairs team, and an ice dance couple go out there and perform as a team. This is similar to the gymnastics team event where athletes will compete by themselves to get a score. And those scores will be added together, and then the top three teams with the highest scores will receive Olympic medals.
Team gymnastics is always pretty popular with American viewers. I'm sure NBC is hoping for something similar here. Another new event getting its debut in Sochi is slope-style snowboarding, and there's also slope-style skiing. For those not in the know, slope-style is like totally inspired by skateboarding, with athletes doing wild tricks while they maneuver rails and jumps. Ray Bevere with the American Association of Snowboard Instructors says these events will definitely have high entertainment value.
So you're going to see kids going off enormous jumps. You'll see double back flips. You'll see cork maneuvers, which is an off-axis flip. You'll see kids on rails, which are great big metal or plastic boxes that they slide on their gear. And you'll see a couple of really bad crashes. I think sometimes that's what people gravitate towards, just to watch the crash, but everyone really needs to take a look at the athleticism in there. These guys are amazing.
Other newcomers to the Winter Olympic scene, like women's ski jumping and half-pipe skiing, also promise to be fun to watch. And that's the point, says Steve Zajcik. He writes about Olympic TV coverage for the LA Times, and he says these adrenalized Winter Olympic events could help the Sochi Games reach new audiences.
I think generally the idea here is to create competitions that are just going to bring in younger viewers. There's a feeling that as hair-raising as some of these things are, as some of these competitions are, the Olympics tend to garner an older audience. If you bring in things like snowboarding, add more snowboarding events, more of these kind of daredevil events, you're going to see a somewhat younger demographic, and that's what they're going for.